tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle fly high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into today's show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, trying to reach State Representative Josh Shriver. Josh, are you there? Want to make sure that we got him connected. Yeah, can you hear me, Josh?
Yes, sir.
Wanted to have you on the show this morning because you and many other state reps have reached out to me last night starting at about 10:30. I got an email also from State Representative Joseph Fox, and this email is going viral right now across the state of Michigan. But I wanted to have you on the show to get your perspective, Josh. You're in the 66th House District down there in Macomb and Oakland counties. And what's going on regarding these abortion bills?
Well, I'm curious to hear about the viral email, but just to give you a little bit of an insight from my end, we found out at about 9 o'clock last night that there would be some very problematic bills on the agenda for tomorrow, or in this case today. And the bills are basically to allow, I mean, the most extreme is to allow for babies to be aborted all the way up until the day of birth.
Whoa, stop. You're saying this woman could be at full term, 40 weeks, 38, whatever it is, she could be at full term, ready to deliver the baby, and these bills allow for the abortion to take place?
Yeah.
Well, then it would have to be a partial birth abortion, right?
Yeah.
Tear the baby apart piece by piece.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What did you, how did you guys, first of all, we've got a couple minutes here in this first segment before the 3 minute break. How did you guys hear about these bills 9 o'clock last night?
Well, we've known about them since they were introduced. And so there's been a concerted effort to oppose them for a while now. And that's taken the form of blanketing these districts where the committee members reside and saying, hey, urge your representatives to vote no in the committee process. And so there was one Democrat representative, Karen Whitsett, who voted no on these bills in committee. And that was substantial to say, hey, there's someone who, you know, on the other side of the aisle that is voting no on this. And so it kind of lost a little bit of steam in committee. And then it just kind of was not really doing anything. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the night last night, it's like, boom, it's going to be on the floor tomorrow. And so it doesn't really give much time for us to spin up. And so that's why I reached out to you and everybody else that I could to say, hey, we're not going to let this go down without a fight, and we're going to stop this and do everything we can to do so.
So evidently, did they go ahead and actually get these bills? I believe there's 11 of them. HB 4949 through 4959, did they get these out of committee yesterday?
No, they got them out of committee a while ago. I don't remember exactly, but I feel like it was like maybe a month or two ago or something like that.
Okay, so they bypassed the committee process and just simply discharged them to the floor.
No, they passed through committee. There was one Democrat member The Republicans all voted no on the
bill. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes. Yes.
One Democrat member.
Got it. Yes, I remember the vote now. It was 8-5. Karen Whitsitt, the state rep from Detroit, voted against it. And her main reason at the time, Josh, I was told, was she was against the Medicaid funding portion where taxpayer dollars would go for abortions versus her senior district. She's got a lot of seniors that rely on Medicaid as a supplement to Medicare. And that's why she was voting against it. It was the excuse she used or justification for the no vote. Josh, we're up against a hard break. Can you stay on? We've got a 3-minute break. And I want to ask you some more questions. My phone's blowing up. I got a bunch of text messages for you. Can you do that with us?
Yes, sir.
All right. Greatly appreciate Josh Shriver. He represents the 66th House District. That's the northern part of Macomb County and a couple of townships in Oakland County, just the east side. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break is State Representative Josh Shriver from the 66th House District. Josh, I got a couple of text messages that I want to ask you live here on the radio and get your opinion on it. We have a list of Democrats to call. We've got their phone numbers. We got their email addresses. But a couple of the Democrats are vulnerable. Betsy Kofia in our area on the 103rd House District, she's facing actually a recall effort by some concerned citizens on how she's been voting on the gun bills. That's how they got the recall language approved, the red flag laws and all of that. But most importantly, Katie Ness, she's the chairwoman of the Republican Party in Grand Traverse. She's already filed to run against Betsy for next year's primary. But if the recall goes through, she would be running against her this year. One question is it going to do any good to call the list of Democrats, the state reps we have on this list, in your opinion?
At this point in the game, that is really, I think, all we can do. And I don't say that to say, like, oh, well, you know, here, let's hope that this works. I really think that that's an effective way to use our time if we have it today, to make sure that their staff and their office can't focus on anything else because they're constantly hearing vote no on this, and really inundating them with people reaching out and saying that over and over and over and over again, to where they don't even have the bandwidth to focus on anything else because this is that important.
Now, when does the House session get called to order today? What time do they bring the session back in?
It is set to be 1:30 today.
1:30 today. Okay. Now, based on the fact I was told in this email that it's the items for the agenda today, this package of bills, House Bills 4949 through 4959, these are in italics, which means tentative. They actually haven't been fully put on the agenda. Is that still the case, if you know?
If things haven't changed behind closed doors, I can't say.
Okay.
But to my knowledge, that sounds about right. But nonetheless, you know, that doesn't mean that it's not a good idea to call, to email,
sure,
to say, hey,
yep,
don't bring this up, don't vote on this, any way you want to word it,
yep,
to where the session today is going to go really late. Because last time I was on your show, we talked about how they're going to adjourn early to enact their primary move up.
Yes.
So they're going to adjourn early. They might not come back until spring because of the special election, et cetera. So they're packing really 6 months worth of stuff into today. And so we could go until midnight. And so all day today, the staff is going to be in their office. They're going to be fielding calls and looking at emails. And so if the staff is inundated and so wrapped up in dealing with various calls from their district saying, vote no on this, don't bring this up, you know, et cetera, that could prove to be a difference maker for that particular legislator.
Now, here's the point, because we are technically 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans. Karen Whitsitt has already pledged that she's not going to vote for these bills. She didn't vote for them in committee. We're going to reach out to her office. We have her number to stay strong and stand the ground. But a question came in, would it do any good to contact Joe Tate, who's the Speaker of the House? He represents not just Detroit, Josh, but he represents the entire state of Michigan, because he is the Speaker, has total control of the agenda. Do you think it's going to do any good for us to contact the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate?
Yeah, I don't think that would be a waste of time, because, like I said, it's a matter of volume. And especially if it's from the particular district. So if you know people that are in that district, I know he has a bigger leadership position, so that doesn't hurt to reach out directly.
Right.
But if you can find people in that district, they look at that zip code, and that does hold more weight. And if it's not a form letter, if it's like a organic, personal, even if it's not worded perfectly, just putting it out there, that makes a difference too. Because the form letters, these staffers know how to differentiate form letters versus like a genuine reach out. And so that's important to note as well.
Now, do you recommend then, because I have also their email addresses, do you recommend email or direct phone call to their office? I have the phone numbers as well.
Both. Like I said, this is kind of like, for lack of a better term, I'm thinking of it in terms of like a little bit of a blitzkrieg, to where they're just so overwhelmed with, don't take this up, vote no on this from their email, from their phone, from, you know, calling to request to meet them in person or meet them in district, everything that you can possibly think of to come at it from these different angles to say no, 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 that could be the difference. And I don't know of anything at this point in the game that we could do to affect the vote other than that from a resident impact standpoint.
Right. Okay, very good. Well, I've got the phone numbers. I've got the email addresses. I know who some of the vulnerable Democrats are on this list. This was put together by Rick Warzwak. He is very involved in the Michigan House of Prayer and Transformation Michigan. And I think you know Rick. And he does very good job, very due diligent in putting together the names, the phone numbers, the email addresses, and knows who we should contact. So I know you're also busy. You got things you got to get ready to do today. So I appreciate you coming on the show today, and we'll let you get back to the business. And final comments you'd like to say to the audience listening to you today?
Pray. Seek the Lord. At the end of the day, it is God alone who can soften the heart of man. And so I just ask you all to pray that God would work in a way that only he can in us and in those involved.
Amen. Absolutely. All right, sir. Well, stay strong. Text me later tonight, today. I don't care. I'll be up until midnight, 1 o'clock. So text me and let me know what's going on the floor down there in session today. I greatly appreciate it.
I will. And we should be going just about as late. So don't hesitate to continue to put the pressure on, even if it's after, quote unquote, after hours, just because we will be going late because they're going to try and drag this out and get everything they want through, including a lot of election fraud bills, including a lot of other bills regarding gun control, domestic violence, taking away your right to defend yourself, you name it. And so please continue to do everything that you can do. And I appreciate you having me on and also organizing this opposition to have an impact.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to commit the rest of the show today to it. And I'll be answering text messages and giving out phone numbers and email addresses. And you're saying even after 5 o'clock, we should keep calling and emailing them.
Absolutely. They're actually saying, you know, bring dinner, make arrangements for dinner because it's going to be a late one. And so we are counting on it going late. We're counting on them trying to knock down, drag out. And so, yes, after 5 o'clock, you name it, call. And I will keep you updated on my end as things go so that you can update the audience.
Very good. We appreciate you. And stay strong, brother. We'll pray for you and everybody else down there at the Capitol today.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
God bless. Again, State Representative Josh Shriver from the 66th House District. Two names jump out on this list that I'm looking at. Two names that I would like you to write down or text me, and I will text you back their phone number and their email address. This is a call to action, folks. This is all hands on deck. The speaker, Joe Tate, he claims to be a Christian. He's from Detroit. He played football at Michigan State University. He went on to serve the country. I believe he was in the Army. I don't think he's a Marine, but I think he was in the Army. He is the Speaker of the House. He is your Speaker. He's my Speaker. Cam Cavett voted for him to be Speaker of the House. He claims it was basically a process that you vote for the majority party's candidate to be the Speaker. It was a formality. He didn't vote for the Republican. He voted for the Democrat. Well, that makes him your Speaker, my Speaker, of the entire state of Michigan. His name is Joe Tate, T-A-T-E. I'm giving office phone numbers only because we want to blow up their phones at their offices. We want to inundate them with phone calls and emails all day today, this Wednesday, November 1st. If you're listening to the repeat of this show tomorrow, right now it's going to be 7:25 in the morning, tomorrow morning. It may be too late. But if you want to do this tomorrow morning, they still may be going or lingering over to the last day, Thursday. They normally are in session Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. Well, if they don't get to these abortion bills, because we've gotten through to enough of these Democrats where we're putting pressure on them by phone calling and emailing them, he may postpone the vote from late tonight till tomorrow. So if you're listening to the repeat of this show tomorrow morning, go ahead and make these calls and send these emails. Now, I'm going to give it to you slow, but then I'm going to be able to text it to you. And even if it's 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, 7:30, like I talk tomorrow morning, text me. I will be up. I'll be staying up until probably 1 or 2 o'clock this morning, monitoring it on House TV. You go to the house.mi.gov website, click on TV, and you'll actually be able to watch it right on your computer, right on your phone, right on your tablet. House.mi.gov. Click on TV, the House floor session, and you can watch it live. I'll be monitoring it at 10 o'clock, 11, midnight, however late they go. If they end up pulling an all-nighter, I'm going to be staying up and watching this on the House TV. The phone number for the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, we all know this. Area code, what's the area code for Lansing? 517. What is the prefix number for every elected official in the state of Michigan? Come on, you guys know this. 373. The last four digits are called the extension. The Speaker of the House phone number has been and always will be 517-373, the extension 0857. 517-373-0857. That is the phone number to the office for the Speaker of the State of Michigan, Joe Tate. Now, his email is very simple. All of these are at house.mi.gov. That is the ending email address for every single state representative, all 110 of them, at house.mi.gov. And very simply, his name, Joe Tate at house.mi.gov, is his email address. Call him and email him. Do not take up House Bills 4949 through 4959. Do not do it. We're calling on your Christian faith. You are bringing up bills that go directly against God's commandment, thou shall not kill. Mr. Speaker, don't do it. Text me, Speaker, and I'll send you his phone number and his email address. We'll be right back.